Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, yeah, I love that podcast show. Oh, BS and beer is the place to go to get all the Saints news. Hell yeah, podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na na.
Now, recording live, it's the BS and Beer Podcast crew with your host, David Romero.
In the draft.
Now you read poetry and science fiction? Nerd.
We're two picks away here. We'll see what they're going to end up doing.
But all right, that's a
big blow to us with Magic Smith going off the board.
Yeah, that didn't help us at all. That's bad.
Why?
Because it thins out the defensive line depth, man, and we want a good defensive lineman.
I get it, but I don't think that... I mean, at the end of the day, okay, so the question is, would you prefer a defensive tackle or a defensive end that can rush the passer?
I want best tackle. Available, but now there are fewer best availables.
Okay.
I mean, that's solid logic. I know I've been drinking, but that's solid logic.
Here's the thing that I'll say in the Saints' favor is Nazi Smith isn't a great pass rusher. Mm-hmm. He's a run stopper. I think you can find defensive tackles that can stop the run in the third and fourth round. There's the dude from Florida. That's the one position, defensive end and defensive tackle, I feel like I have the most knowledge about.
Okay.
And there are dudes you can get in the fourth round if you're just trying to rush the passer that can do it. I'm sorry, stop the run.
Yeah.
So to me, that just helped the Saints get what they need, and that's a pass rush. I mean, fucking... this defense, man, if we don't get somebody who can get after the quarterback, bro, this is going to be
man, a how bad was our run defense last year? How much better would our pass rush have been if we didn't have to run, if we didn't have to send run blitz stops to clog up A-gaps because our pass rush was garbage. So, like, our run stop was bad.
Yeah, but Craig, my logic is this. We get a defensive end. It's harder to find a pass rusher. And in the second round, man, we could find like Roy from LSU. You have the dude from
Baylor. Oh, man, Dale would die in front of us. Dale would have a massive heart attack and die on camera.
Roy from LSU?
You could get those guys in the third and fourth round, and they both can stop the run pretty damn good. They just don't give you anything in the way.
I agree with you, but what if it's an elite run stopper or an okay or good pass rusher? Like, don't you want an elite player?
We need names right now. We're at the point right now where we need names. Who's the guy?
Yeah, I feel you, but yeah, that what Dale's saying is
Georgia Tech. The end
point is like,
okay,
we're past hypotheticals. Now we got two pass rushers on the board. Here's the thing, though. I'm saying all this shit. I don't really fucking know. Like, okay, the knocks on the two guys is both of them, like the guy from Clemson, that it sounded like they were talking about Davenport.
Right.
He lacks explosive athlete, fucking Raz, but doesn't have a plan, needs some refinement. He's raw. You know what I'm saying? And the dude from Georgia Tech, a lot of similar, you know, they're exactly, not exactly, but very close to Davenport type players. So you're right. They're not going to come in day one and just change our defense. But who? I don't know, man. Pass rush is so much more important than run stopping. I mean, if run stopping is that important, they pay run stoppers more money. But those guys are dime a dozen.
Look,
I get what you're saying, Dave. I just think we've already tried that. I want to try something different.
Oh, so this is the part where Dale assumes he's smarter than all of these professionals.
Yeah, sure. I am.
Yeah, well, shut up. Yes, I am. I mean, look, we try to pull information from our peers, and from others who do what we do. Underhill is over here tweeting about how excited he is. He says there's a bunch of guys he didn't expect to be here who are still here. So I think there's a chance that we might be real happy with this pick. I am surprised that a few guys have not had their names called, and then other guys I'm a little shocked when as early as they did. So this has been interesting. This has been an interesting time. Did we lose Dave again?
Yep, again.
It's a lot. You know, whenever you're broadcasting live, you do have some unexpected issues. Like our host.
You're saying Keon White is your pick at 29.
That's defensive end from Georgia Tech. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my guy. I mean, just honestly, I am not impressed. Like, from where we are right now, the guys who are still available, I'm not blown away by any of them. This is the scenario where I would trade back. I would get an extra pick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of these guys move the needle.
Yeah.
I wanted to move up and be aggressive, and we didn't do it. So now I'm kind of shaking my head. I don't think anybody right here is good enough for the 29th pick. I would trade back. We're not gonna, but I would.
I think most likely the pick is going to be Miles Murphy.
That's the defensive end from Clemson?
Clemson, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I have been sitting here for hours. I have pissed off my wife and both of my children, and we still haven't picked anybody, and it is disgusting.
Oh, man.
If we trade back out of this draft completely, I would both think it's a good thing and be just so disappointed. Do we need to like send the cops to Dave's house? Did he get taken down?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah. All right, Jaguars are at the podium.
Okay, so Oklahoma offensive tackle Anton Harrison got taken by the Jaguars. So, good. Not a defensive guy. So, we should be good with that. Now, the Bengals are on the clock, and I believe they're going to end up looking at a tight end because they're really in need for
And you think that the next tight end is the big guy from Georgia?
Yeah.
That'd be fun if we got him though.
Okay, no. Well, Cincinnati got Irv Smith.
I mean,
Irv Smith's coming off injury.
Look, they're investing so heavily in their quarterback. They're going to put things around the quarterback. Yeah. So this has to be offensive line or a pass catcher because you have Joe Burrow and you need to, if you have a generational guy like Joe Burrow, you had to lean into him, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And I know you and I are about the LSU fans, you more so than I, but we got you. I mean, you got Joe Burrow and we know what he can be. You got to invest in him, period. Yeah. For me, this is the best offensive lineman on the board. That's what I do. But then again, I value O-line more than you do.
Oh, man. God,
I want to like him so much and I just don't.
What's your hate with RG3, bro? Like RG3.
Look at him. You're raising your eyebrows for it. You're fine. We know what you're saying. You're on mute, and I already know what you're talking about. It's obnoxious.
I mean, he's all right, man.
I know. I like I said, I want to like him. Dave is asking why he's not in here.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? He says he can see us, but he can't hear us.
I can't see him or hear him at all.
Nope.
Let's see. Maybe if I kick him out.
Man, the Saints are going to get up, and that's the pick he's going
to
miss.
I don't have anything to kick him out with. So
I told him to just log out and try again. Yeah. But he won't listen to me. I'm just a lowly employee. All right. I'm fucking tired. This is going on forever. So I feel like
my other option would be probably Breesy, the defensive tackle.
Yeah, that's Clemson too, isn't it?
Yeah, both of them are Clemson. Yep.
Oh, man. I think I go... If they're equal, I go end here.
Okay.
But I don't know that they're equal. I think Breesy might be better than their end.
Okay. So the Bengals...
Miles Murphy.
Made their selection.
Why is everyone faster than I am?
They took Miles Murphy, the edge rusher, out of Clemson. So
my feed is behind because I'm watching it and...
Oh, yeah, I see it. Uh-huh. So now this one less option for us, and the Saints are on the clock now.
One less option, and we're on the clock.
So my pick will therefore be Breesy, but you're going with the Georgia Tech.
Well, I kind of forgot about Breesy. I mean, there's a lot of, and, you know, the Underhills and Triplets in the world. They've been talking about Breesy for a while. I mean, there's a lot of smoke with him. I could definitely see. I could see the Saints taking Breesy and then moving up for another defensive end.
Okay.
Double up. Maybe not into the first, but moving up from 40.
Okay. Keon White does seem like their kind of guy, though. Like,
yeah, he does.
Build and everything like that.
It's White or it's Breesy, right? I mean, it's got to be one of those two. Yeah. There's no way. There's no way they get past that pick.
Besides those two names, we're probably going to be upset about it a little bit.
I'll talk myself into it, but I'll
be. It's going to be evolution because that's
what Dave said. He's trying to get in. Can you help? Hey, tech guy, get Dave back in this thing.
Let's see.
This worked out well with the ESPN3 and the screen share. I can't believe we didn't trade up. I mean, we will just in all the other rounds. We just ain't gonna trade up in this particular one.
Right.
But no, seriously, I was sure. Like, oof. Oh, this is going to be the longest 5 minutes and 45 seconds of our lives. And all of us have had wives in labor, having babies. And this is going to be am I drunk? I'm a little slurry. This is going to be the longest 5 minutes of our lives until next year's draft or last year's draft. I had to forget. Oh, Michael Mayer, the tight end from Notre Dame, is still there. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. Joey Porter Jr., the corner for Penn State, is still there. Oh boy. Ooh, I really like Brian Branch from Alabama, the safety. That would be really fun to go right here. Ah, man. There is now seven players that I would be fist pumping fucking stoked on if we picked right here.
Okay. So, well, who's your top guy then?
So I think Breesy is my guy, okay. Followed by the Georgia Tech guy whose name will not stick in my brain, which is probably White. Yeah, White. And then, man, that safety from Bama is right up there for me. That tight end Mayer from Notre Dame would be awesome. That would fit exactly into our system. And there's a couple of guys that are just. And hey, Joey Porter Jr., the corner, is really good. And I know we don't need corner, but you can't have enough of them. No one's just sitting home like, man, I wish I had less good corners right now.
I'm going Breesy all the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm sitting in the chair, I pick Breesy. But man, there's a lot of choices that I wouldn't be mad about, man.
Yeah, I don't possibly do to get Dave back in.
Well, you're a more negative person than me. You just want to, you're looking to be upset.
Well, yeah, that's what I do every draft, right? That's what we
you
do.
You can be upset. Yeah, I know. You hated the Kamara pick. You hated Lattimore. I mean, you're a hater.
No. Those two weren't true. I can think of some.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ramchek, maybe. I would
say tech guy. That. Dale, help David. He is lost and pissed.
I don't know what to do.
Just help him. Just do your tech thing. This is your deal. Just help the man. Send him a new link. Just fucking be proactive. We got 3 minutes. That's enough time to send a new link.
I don't make up a new link.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ! Just do it. You're making me blaspheme, for God's sake. Is that Ahmad Best?
Let's see.
Dude, you just replied with the IT equivalent of turn it off and turn it back on again. You're the worst, and that's why everyone hates you.
There's literally nothing for me to do.
Not literally. I mean,
I literally don't have anything else to do.
Jesus, Dave. See, if we had Tomas on the show, none of this would happen.
Speaker.
Kyle just texted. He wants to see a mayor. I'm kind of with him, man. I think Breesy is the right pick, followed by White. But I think I would be the most excited about mayor. Pick is in. I think no matter what this is, we finish our drinks. You got a drink in front of you?
Yeah.
Don't say it out loud. I'm watching it right here. So if you hear before me, don't say it out loud. I want to watch it, and then I'm going to finish my drink in excitement.
I'll just be pissed off.
Shut up, Dale. That was the right pick.
All right. So now, Breesy from Clemson is the number one pick for the Saints. Dave, you back in here. What do we think about Breesy being the number one pick for the Saints now?
Man, I was on him early. Then I kind of got off of him. I told you guys that his comp was one of the guys that we just signed in the offseason. And kind of turned me off.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's a beast.
He's now we got strong. Two of those guys.
He's got a huge motor. And you know, the thing about it is, some of the things that his injury history that, you know, I know Saints fans are going to already start talking about how, oh, the Saints went and got another guy with injury history. He did have a shoulder injury, but it wasn't really a major injury. His sister passed away.
Right.
And so there's a lot that maybe his focus wasn't there during football season.
Yeah.
And, you know, hell, if that was the case, then maybe we got a steal here.
I think we did, man. He is a phenomenal athlete who, like you said, went through a lot last year and still had a good enough year to be a first round pick. I love this. I mean, we were talking about this was like the safe pick. You know, he was the highest rated D tackle available when we drafted, you know, but you know, we said a while ago that it would be a good pick and it is, man. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's at a position of need. I think I'm going to quickly, as I go and start reading about him again, I'll probably get super pumped up again because I do remember a lot of good stuff. And the reasons I kind of came off of him were pretty silly because I think early I was like really hoping him or Van Ness. Am I pronouncing that right?
Van Ness, yeah.
Those were two guys that I really like. Not that I thought they were the best, but I thought that they had the potential to get to us at 29 if things went the right way. And it makes me wonder, man, because right before him, did y'all talk about that yet as I was trying to get back in?
Nope.
The Clemson defensive end.
Murphy? Yeah, Murphy
going. Murphy.
Right.
And as they were talking about him and stuff that I read, I mean the uncanny, the comparison between him and a guy like Davenport with, you know, like, ah, man, he should have been making more plays. He should have been better with all that, all the physical skills. And so it kind of makes me wonder, would the Saints have picked him had he been there? Or between the two Clemson guys, defensive end and defensive tackle, was Breesy their primary focus? I mean, look, either way you do it, both of these guys were at a position of need, and it may have been, hey, if we don't get one, we'll get the other one, you know?
Yep. So just looking at, of course, the Raz, because the Saints care a lot about Raz. He's got a 9 Raz here, which is pretty good. Looking at his 40-yard dash, he ran like a 4.86 and a 40, man. And but the bench, that's concerning. Only got like, what, 22 reps here.
I gotta tell you right now, bench press is the most overrated lift in all of football. And I know that because I had a good bench press, and it does not always matter. So you're right now. Look, bench press is when you get them into your chest and you're extending your arms and you're pushing away from you. Good players, especially good defensive linemen, you're not standing up and shoving the guy in front of you anyway. You're hitting your angles and you're hitting your leverage. You're not making direct contact. The best defensive ends are quick guys that don't stand up and fight with you. I mean, yeah, there are defensive tackles who are just bruisers who can bench 500 pounds and just tussle with the guy in front of them. But guys like Breesy and guys that we want, like we want pass rushing guys. We want guys that can take a quick angle and drop their shoulder and avoid that kind of contact. As soon as they get tangled up like that, they need to drop and make a pile. That's just what we're at. Sorry, Dale is confused because I didn't say anything having to do with fantasy points, and I was talking about football again. I apologize, Dale. I'll translate that into fantasy points for you on the next show. You son of a bitch.
Be nice, man. Be real nice.
Oh, man. All right. I don't know, man. It's not a glamorous pick. I mean, he's a hardworking.
I like it.
You know,
are you underwhelmed right now, Dave?
I believe I am. I told you it's for silly reasons. I know I'm just about 15 minutes away from being super pumped up again because I literally got turned off by his comparison, and I'm like, well, we already got a guy like that. What do we need another one for? So, but I think right there, I was looking at his RAS and I saw his mm-hmm. split, I think I'll quickly get back on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
It was the best player available at our biggest position of need, and yes. You're still not happy. There's
no. Hey man, I'm not. Look, man, and I need a couple of minutes. Like it's one of those things where I'm in shock. Like I'm still processing. Like what happened? I was looking at. I still think our guy. I don't think that the Georgia kid, Georgia Tech kid, was right. In play. At 29, but man, he's in play at 40. But watch that son of
a. I think we move up for a pass rusher. I think that's what happens. I don't think we sit until 40.
Okay, no, I mean, do you see these stats here for our new defensive tackle here, Craig? What do you think about the stats?
Defensive tackle is tough because a really good defensive tackle can have an awesome game and not show up on the stat sheet. Mm-hmm. So much of what they do is. Interfering the blocking schemes, keeping guys from getting to second level, freeing up linebackers. I mean, when I was coaching defensive line, when I was, you know, more involved on the defensive side, you can have a D tackle completely ghost the stat sheet and have an awesome game. Talk to my little brother about that. My little brother was all Foothill League at defensive tackle, and he was not a big stats guy, but he took up two blocks every play and the linebackers eight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can have a really good D tackle that doesn't have a big stat line. And that's the problem with the whole fantasy football culture that we're in, is everyone wants to see numbers on a graph, and otherwise without the numbers, it's not valuable. It's bullshit. Because guys like the offensive line and then right after them defensive tackles, you can have a great game and have nothing to show for it. Having said that, 3.5 sacks, he had 9 solo tackles, which are more impressive for a defensive tackle because you're going to be in that pile a lot. He had a good game. He had a good season with everything that he went through.
Right.
So I'm a fan of the guy. I think it's a good pick. No matter how ignorant Dale is about the stats of football players.
The 3.5 sacks in a down year, like, that's
solid.
Impressive. One it's pass solid. Deflected.
I think he's a lot better than that. I think his down year had a lot of off the field stuff that really pulled him back down. Like, I can't even imagine playing, going through what he was going through,
right?
You know, and he not only did that, but he did it at a high enough level to be a first round pick. Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome. And now he's on the Saints, which are, you know how the Saints are about trying to get character guys. And good luck finding a more character guy than somebody who's been through what he's been through and persevered and continue down.
You're right about that, man. Wow.
I love it. This is the best possible pick. I'm so excited. This is the Super Bowl, baby. I'm in. Let's do this.
I'm putting him on side of Colin Saunders there. And then I'm rotating in Roach and Nathan Shepard.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep. And I think that's solid. I think you UDFA a D tackle, and one of your next two picks is the D end. I think that's where we're at right now, right?
Yeah, I will still get a D end. We're gonna see what's gonna end up falling to us in the second round there, because Nolan Smith just went to the Chiefs. It's another edge rusher. So
I'm a linebacker. I hate that they do that.
Sorry, Eagles. To the Eagles.
Saints weren't ever going to pick that guy anyway, so I'm not overly concerned about
it's just an edge rusher.
You know, the Saints were never going to pick a 238-pound defensive end. I mean, unless it's in the third round, then they'd have picked him. And
then he's Zach Bond, and he'll be good
for replace 1 year Zach Bond.
Fourth season, yeah.
Hey, why haven't we tried anything different with Zach?
I think this year he's going to be in the Caden Ellis role. He's a year behind Ellis on the schedule. He's the same kind of guy. It was a DN, then was a linebacker. I think he's just the next Caden Ellis.
Like, why the hell did we do that with Zach Bond?
Well, but I think that we're gonna. I don't think he was there yet.
You know, Zach Bond had two consecutive really good preseasons, and both including a game where he. He looked dominant. Y'all remember 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I
do. He was playing, man, that fool was all over the place.
Yeah.
I can see it's underscored, it's under appreciated that you take a guy that was a hand in the dirt defensive end and move him to stand up linebacker. There's a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, everything that you do, it's night and day the difference between those two positions. And so, you know, like, there's something to be said. I'm not saying that he's going to turn into an all-pro player, but I do believe that there's an opportunity for him to say, man, you know, that guy's a really good backup and comes in as a outside linebacker and makes some plays in that package, which we don't use a lot. But I'm just not ready to give up on guys who, you know, who had certain circumstances, you know, and it's one of them. I mean, you just can't change from a defensive end to a stand-up linebacker, and not to mention he's not playing outside linebacker. Don't you start with me, Craig. I mean, they moved him to a middle linebacker, off the ball linebacker. He might as well be playing safety. I mean, it's, you go from a defensive lineman to inside linebacker. It's two different worlds. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't surprise me that he didn't learn it right away, but he has shown flashes, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he would do a Caden Ellis where he comes out, plays really solid, then commands some money at the end of the season, and we have to make a.
That's what I'm saying. He's just going to be this year's Caden Ellis.
Yeah. Yeah.
He may not have seven sacks, but he probably have 3-4.
Nothing worse than developing a guy for 3 years. He comes out as a backup and plays pretty well, then signs with somebody else when he's done. You know,
it's right like, now it's the it's like the best case scenario for us as Saints fans. Mm. So I really don't want him to be a bust altogether. So I can get something out of him.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know, you'd like to see those guys. Having said that, let's look at it from a different perspective. Ellis, even if the Saints would have offered him the same money as Atlanta, does he stay knowing that he's just going to be a backup? So next year, if, and again, this is just for conversational purposes, if Bond was to come out and play like Ellis, there's a lot to be said that there's a spot for him. Like, do you let the next linebacker go to keep, you know, albeit great Saint, but a guy who's at the end of his career?
So then if Bond does it after Caden Ellis does it, then I think all you need is a white linebacker and just put him in a position and he's going to succeed.
You see what I'm talking about, Dale being a racist? He just sees color. He don't see people.
See, the thing about it, though, is Bond doesn't have the moxie that Ellis had.
Yeah, okay.
He's pretty moxie-y.
He's only half as moxie.
He's half as moxie-y.
Yes.
He shows up first, but he doesn't stay latest. His dad was a coach, but it was baseball.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right.
It's just snacks. It's not for lunch.
Yeah. Well, no, we're about to wrap this thing up because the Chiefs about to pick. That's going to wrap up the first round.
Man, a couple of guys we wanted are still here, and we only pick 9 picks from now. I think Saints get to number 34 or 35, and they get a defensive end or Washington from Georgia. I think that's happening, man.
Mm. Okay.
We're look at this. We're only 9 picks away, and how many guys do we just say we'd be happy with? You know, how many good players are still on the board?
Yeah. Ranch and Battle, both of Georgia safeties. I'm looking at one of them tomorrow, bro.
Look, and it's not like Loomis said, okay, we might trade up. He said, we're gonna trade up. He might not have meant from 29. He might have meant from 40. He might have meant from 71.
Trust me, he tried. We are
still in play.
He tried to trade up. Trust me.
We are still in play.
Yeah. Look, tomorrow we'll hear all the reports how the Saints tried to move to
15,
offered them next year's first and second round draft pick, and they said no. Saints are just pissed right now. Like, God damn it, they wouldn't take my offer. Yeah.
Does it happen, Dave? There's 2 picks left. Does Will Levis make it to the second round?
He's a second rounder, bro. It's a wrap. Yeah, it's over.
Kansas City wrapping up.
Does Hooker jump him?
I'm telling you, that would be interesting.
If I'm picking in the second round, I would take Hooker first. I'm just saying.
Pittsburgh will be on the clock tomorrow, first thing.
Well, they're right here.
That's going to be the day two.
Oh, like, because there's a voided one. You're right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's going to be the day two key interesting guy to watch is a Levis, man. I mean, he's going to end up being a third rounder.
No, we didn't get to third.
Dave was pushing this man to the third round now. Oh, man. But he had to get good info, right? That's why he's at the draft. I had to tell him.
Yeah, somebody tipped him off.
Looks like that mayo dip really set him back, though.
I believe
so. Never told that.
Yeah, I agree.
If his agent gave some advice, you want to sound really interesting, tell him you put mayo in your coffee. Yeah, he won't be talking about that. Dropped him out of the first round.
Yeah.
Just for being a bad decision maker.
Bad decision making right there. That's what it is. Can't have that guy at quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if the Chiefs go running back? That'd be interesting.
Just do a not a good sign for our guy, Hilaire.
Yeah, I think he's done in Kansas City anyway.
I mean, he had moments.
And running backs just fall off the cliff, though. My goodness. Charbonnet is like the best available, that's what they're saying. Then got the little small guy from, well, it's not a small guy, I'm sorry. Think about the guy, Deuce Vaughn.
Keep
going to announce the pick? What are they going to do here? What are we doing?
The audio back on because I think they got to go wide receiver. Right? I keep putting the audio back on because I think they're going to pick and they're just dragging this shit out all
night.
I was going to try
to close out at night.
Yeah, that's right. They're trying to close out the hour. That's what it is.
Dicks.
We got 6 minutes. Close out this hour. Okay.
They know how little beer I have left in my glass. I'm trying to time this out right and they're ruining it for me.
Oh, now
hey, talk about we should all take a moment to think about how much soberer I am this year than last year.
No, you're doing so well.
Yeah.
Doing so well.
Yeah.
Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. All right, audio's back on.
Okay. Oh, look at that WWE title out there in a the crowd.
Look at that hair. Look at the moxie in that hair. Shut up. No one cares.
Oh, there goes
that belt.
Another edge rusher. Kansas State. Felix Unzama. So that's another edge rusher off the board there. So now there's going to be a little bit left to pick from tomorrow.
Oh. That's a little surprise. I mean, I want the Saints to get up and get Georgia Tech kid, who by now you think I would have looked his name up. But yeah,
Keon White is the best available edge rusher right now. That's the kid out of Georgia Tech. But then Saints we have
move, man.
Atabari next up from
Northwestern. Next year's number one pick, move up to the top of the second round and get your man. No reaction to that.
Dave's trying to give up a first to go get a second. My goodness.
No, just move up like 8 picks, too.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to see what they end up doing tomorrow. Just quick thoughts, I guess, to close out the round here, Craig. How you feeling?
You know what? I feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers, the Falcons, and the Bucks all took people that I don't care about, and I don't think are going to be very good. So I'm feeling pretty good, man. We got the best player available at the most position of need that we had. I think Carolina is going to blow it with that quarterback. I think Atlanta is going to continue to suck because you can't have a great running back behind a terrible offensive line. And I already forgot who the Buccaneers picked, and that's not a good sign for them. The defensive tackle? Okay.
You weren't there for it. It's Clancy.
Clancy. The guy that has like 28-inch arms. He's basically a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You have any idea how hard it is to throw a pass rush move when the offensive lineman is hitting you in the chest before you can get your hands up? I love it. I love how horrible a pick that is. All three of them suck. I'm in. Saints, NFC South champs, confirmed. Gimme.
No.
Buy the shirt. I'm wearing. I will order pre-order the NFC South champion shirts today.
So Craig, help me understand this a little bit because we were just talking about Breezy had a low amount of reps, 22 reps of 225, but he benched 435. So in other words, he's not weak. He just doesn't have endurance.
Well, he's stamina. Okay. I mean, they're not marathon runners. You know, it's all about explosiveness. Well, And you want to value explosiveness a lot more than endurance, right? I mean, you want to be able to knock a guy off of his heels and then rest for another 45 seconds because that's how the NFL works. That's how football works. You don't run for 45 minutes like soccer or hockey or one of those queer European sports. You hit somebody real hard as you can, and then you take a break, and then you come back and do it again. I think having a big pop and a big bench, like a 430 or something like that, that's better than being able to rest out 225 50 times.
I agree.
I can do 225 a lot more than this guy did, but I can't bench 430. Having that big high-end number, I think that's more impressive.
That was kind of the point that I was making. It's like, yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, well, I'm not overly concerned about it because you get them in an NFL weight room with NFL personnel, and they'll get his strength up. But looking at this, I'm like, okay, so he couldn't do it 225 50 times, but he sure as hell can do it one time a whole bunch, and that's really what you're looking for, you know. Mm-hmm. How much do you deadlift, Craig? I know it's quite a bit.
615 was my last time one.
Holy shit! Are you kidding me?
I'm really strong.
So. So he deadlifts 585.
That's solid. That's a big deadlift. Deadlift is not a football lift though. Football is all explosive stuff. So I want to see like his power clean. His bench is good. Deadlift is such a slow lift. It takes so long. It doesn't translate as well to football stuff like a power clean. So if his power clean is on there, look at that.
330.
That's a freaking power clean, man. That's pulling 330 off the ground, getting it to your chest, and then standing up with it. That's a big power clean.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my personal numbers.
Shut up, Dave. I got confused with... Dave, you have never lifted anything in your life that weighs 330 pounds. Except for that one chick at the bar a couple years ago. We ain't going to talk about that. Hey.
Hey, easy. Well, anyway, no, I'm clocking at 470 in the 40. I mean, this guy's an athlete, man. Yes. I mean, I told you it wouldn't take much to get back on him. I just kind of fell off. I'm like, hey, you know,
maybe
I'd
rather. He goes, you know,
like,
on
nothing
it.
Nothing worse than like drafting a receiver in the first round and you're all excited about him and you see his comp, Traquan Smith. You're
like,
that's not
this, what you want. This to comp see, hasn't know? Disappointed us yeah. yet. Traquan Smith has already disappointed us.
Mm. Yes. So, but anyway, no, I mean, just reading some of the stuff about him, you know, some of the things I said before, he did have the knee injury, but, you know, I mean, nowadays, man, that's not even a thing anymore. Right. Not overly concerned about it. You know, it said that there were a lot of circumstances. I mean, and it pointed out that Clemson didn't necessarily use him in a position to make plays. They used him more as, a traditional hold up blockers kind of thing. Yeah. Where the Saints,
he played a lot of one tech, and he's kind of built to be a three tech, is what it looked like.
Yes, okay. The Saints can put him in a position to make a lot of plays mm-hmm. and be a disruptor. And reading these things to understand more about how he was used can tell you a lot about why you don't see more things that you would expect out of such an athlete. And so, I'm excited, man. I think,
and that speaks to what I was telling Dale earlier is because of how they used him, he had really good games that didn't show up on stat sheets mm-hmm. because his job was to chew up blockers and take a center and a guard out of a play and help his entire defense without showing up, you know, statistically. So I liked it a minute ago, and now, you know, I've been sitting here drinking, talking with you sons of bitches. I'm pretty excited right now. I'm in.
Let's evolution. Evolution has happened. Okay, but you see Saunders playing one technique and him complimenting him at a three technique, pretty much, right?
Okay. I think that's solid, man. I mean, it I know is. He's just a rookie, but the point is that you have two guys that are pretty athletic. And so you should.
We should get a fat guy.
I'm more focused on pass rush than I am run stopping. And run stopping was an issue last year. Mm-hmm. But I do think that with those two guys, you've improved your athleticism inside, your quickness, right. and I think they'll be more disruptive. Which even if we don't get a defensive end that's a pass rusher, that helps the other guys who are already on the roster be more productive.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me wonder if Cam Jordan didn't have a lot to say about this. He's probably in the war room.
You know, I guarantee. I ain't checked Twitter
yet.
That's
a good, I'm sure that's a good idea. I need to go and look at that.
Cam Jordan is like,
see if he's excited about it, because I bet you he is.
Good job.
Pretty sure he said something. Yeah, he was all about that defensive tackle life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he
had, yeah, he ain't said nothing yet.
Yeah.
He might be asleep. It's late as shit here in Louisiana.
But he's probably out there in Kansas City for the draft itself. So,
okay. All right. So, we're not live streaming tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're all getting drunk on our own damn time. But we're going to have a recap show next week that will sure. We'll break everything down.
We may get on to a beer chaser. How about that?
And all that.
Sounds good.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's going to wrap up the show here. We will see you guys the next time we stream, and we will let you guys know.
How about that? Peace. Go Saints.